Welcome to the Best of Redmond. I'm Jennifer Davis.
And I'm Dan Schultz. And this is Redmond's twice weekly newsletter and podcast about all of the amazing things happening in Redmond for the next 7 days. And our lead story today is something for our canine pals. There is a big dog walk happening at Marymore Park on Sunday, May 3rd at 10 a.m. And it's all about raising money to fight canine cancer. It's called Wag Love Life. And yeah, you can walk, run, or just show up with your dog and hang out. Registration is $35, and they've got dog contests, a tribute wall, and a bunch of other stuff planned. The money goes toward real research and treatments that are already helping dogs live longer. If you've got a dog, this one's worth showing up for.
There's a local vendor pop-up happening at Soul Food Coffee House on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to noon, and it's all focused on Asian-owned businesses. They're bringing in a mix of handmade goods, art, and low-waste products, so it's not just one type of thing. You can grab your usual cup of coffee while you walk around and check out vendors featuring things like handmade collectibles and stained glass art pieces. It's a pretty easy, low-key way to support local without committing your whole day. Get there early if you want first pick.
Have you had that uncomfortable talk with your kids yet? You know the one I'm talking about.
Which talk?
It's a little awkward. Here it goes. It's awkward mostly because you're not totally sure you have all the answers either. We're talking about how do you really brush your teeth? What were you thinking I was going to say, Jennifer? Get your mind out of the gutter. There's this event at the Redmond Library on Saturday, May 2nd, starting at 3 p.m. that basically handles that tough question for you. It's for kids aged 8 to 12, and they make it hands-on so it's not boring, and they send you home with a goodie bag. We are talking about what is the proper way to brush your teeth. Because I think, you know what, sometimes it's hard to tell kids how to brush your teeth because you end up being the bad guy.
Yeah.
Let the people at the library be the bad guy.
Let the librarians do it.
There's a senior prom happening at the Redmond Senior and Community Center on Friday, May 1st from 4 to 7:30.
Senior. I get it.
That's right. It's exactly what it sounds like. This one's for ages. Okay, we're almost there. I'm almost there, Dan. You've made it 50 plus. This one's for ages 50 plus, and it comes with a DJ, dancing, a photo booth, and a full spread of appetizers. No awkward high school memories required. Tickets are around $10 to $12, which honestly feels like a steal for a full night out. You can dress up or just keep it casual. Just don't skip the dancing.
That sounds fun. If you're looking for something easy on Saturday night, Uncle's Games at the Redmond Town Center is doing open board gaming on May 2nd from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. This is a really fun event. You can bring your own board games or you can jump into whatever they've already got set up. A lot of times they have demos. It's really fun. Super casual, no pressure, and you don't need a group or anything. You just show up. People are usually pretty open to letting others join their game. Solid option if you like playing games and you want something that doesn't involve yelling over music.
There's an author event happening at Brick and Mortar Books tonight at 6:30 featuring Alexandra Oliva and Lori Frankel. They're both local, and this is part book launch, part live conversation about writing and storytelling. It's a smaller setting, so you actually get to hear them talk through ideas instead of just doing a reading and leaving. They're also doing a prize drawing if you pre-order the new book. Good option if you want something quieter that still feels like getting out.
It's time for the Redmond History Minute, where we share an interesting piece of history, trivia, or tidbit about life in and or around Redmond. Jennifer, I have prepared a question. Those of you playing along, play along. Your question is, from 1919 to 1942, the American Pacific Whaling Company wintered its boats in which East Side location? Your choices are A, Lake Sammamish, B, Maidenbower Bay in Bellevue, C, Lake Washington, D, the Sammamish River. Jennifer, listeners, your time starts now.
Oh boy. I don't think it was Lake Sammamish. I think it's kind of hard to get in there. Lake Washington would be pretty easy, but that's pretty large. I think it'd be a more specific answer. So I'm going to go with B, Maidenbower Bay in Bellevue.
Wow, wow, wow. She is on fire. She is.
I got three
correct.
In a row.
I mean, three in a row, meaning that you did miss the last one. But yeah, three in a row. You answered three questions in a row, I guess. That's one way of looking at it. Whaling ships actually spent their winters docked in Maidenbower Bay, which is now one of the most expensive residential areas on the East Side. The American Pacific Whaling Company operated there until it went bankrupt in 1942. So, yeah, there were literal whaling ships sitting in what is now downtown Bellevue.
Amazing.
Word is Redmond rumor mill. Jennifer, I want to hear what your little rumor birds have cooked up. What have you heard?
Oh boy, Dan, here's one that I've been hearing about. There might be a new small plates spot coming to downtown Redmond, and it's not just your typical restaurant setup. Word is, it's a 10-seat counter. Everything's cooked over a live fire using Japanese charcoal, and there's no menu at all. You just trust the chef. Supposedly, it's being developed by a former Seattle chef, but nothing's been officially confirmed. So yeah. Very little detail, but a lot of intrigue. Would you try something like this? If you've got a guess or have heard something, head over to our Facebook page at facebook.com/bestofredmond and drop it in the Redmond Rumor Mill Guesses post.
We want to know what you think is the best thing to do on a typical weekend in Redmond. Well, that's an interesting question. Head on over to facebook.com/bestofredmond, find the post called Your Picks, and drop your vote in the comments.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, you're going to love the companion newsletter. Find it at bestofredmond.com, and we'll see you in the next one.
Or maybe before then, walking around Redmond.